I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
The noon hour is here. Check it out. And you're locked on to Utah's highest rated, most listened to sports radio station.
It's my station. It's my station.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hey, it's time to make the donuts. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Happy Monday. Thursday, everybody. How you doing?
It is a Utah preview show Thursday.
Our good friend Frank Dolce is going to be here.
We're going to take a deep dive into this Utah-Oregon State game. I have crunched the numbers, and I have opinions.
Ooh. All right.
I have crunched the numbers, and I have opinions. Did we do an over-under last week?
We did do an over-under.
Oh, I don't think I did good.
In fact, I just thought about it right now. I'm just pulling up the results right now.
I do not think I did good.
We had Cam Rising snaps of 0.5. All three of us took the over.
Well, because things changed.
Things changed from Thursday to Friday. Yes, they did.
So we should have done it on Friday.
Yeah.
Dang it. Because things really changed. And I feel pretty good with Cam Rising. If you put that as an over-under again this week, I'd probably take the over.
Really?
And then it'll probably hit the under. But I would probably take the over right now. Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. You would take the under.
The over 0.5.
Right okay, now. So you think Cam's playing?
I think so. Right now. As of right now, yeah. Until I hear some audio that tells me different. Until I get another one of those feelings that I had on Friday after sitting there thinking why they didn't play him in the first half of the Weber State game. Until then, yeah, I'll probably take the over on that. I think I missed big on that UCLA game. Even though I did predict that Utah would beat UCLA. Oh, what was we did have the tiebreaker on the – was it rushing yards, wasn't it?
UCLA rushing yards, I think. Was that the tiebreaker? I forgot. I didn't write down what the tiebreaker was.
Well, you've got the yards by it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Utah rushing yards. Let's see. Utah rushing yards, 169.5. And they had, as a team, 102.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, 2.1 yard per average.
Holy cow. Because I took the high on that. I think I was the highest prediction on that.
And only Lloyd took the under, by the way. Lloyd may have ended up winning this thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did.
Okay.
All right.
I'm just telling you, arrogance.
Now I'm just going to have to rig it.
Arrogance has never won
friends. Don't be changing things.
Ego and arrogance has never won friends.
Okay.
I don't know if your dad made you read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Obviously, I haven't read it.
It's a shocker.
My dad made me read two books when I was younger that really helped me in my life. How to Win Friends and Influence People and Make the Big Time Where You're At. Those two books were really good.
Make the Big Time Where You're At.
Yeah.
You know, I give my kids books all the time, and then I see them like at the bottom of the dirty clothes pile and stuff. Like, there's a really great book. It's called for, you know, and I enjoyed reading it. I wanted my kids to read it. It's called Atomic Habits. And, you know, it's a good little self-help book. And my kids are like, I'm interested in that nonsense.
They got to understand, though, like, if you can dedicate and just read a couple of those, they can actually
just
really
try and
help you.
I'm just trying to, you know, give you a little leg up, because there's so many lazy, obnoxious, entitled kids out there that if you're willing to work hard and not be entitled, and
you could own the world.
Own the world right now, because the competition level is not great.
Nope. And it continues to fall.
Yeah.
But hard work and dedication will always be the leg up.
Yeah.
If you can do it, you're going to have a big time leg up in this world.
Like, honestly, I tell my kids all the time, if you're going up against kids in the workplace, they're going to be like, I need to set my personal boundaries, and I'm not willing to work an extra minute over what I'm expected to. If you go above and beyond, you will be in leadership, you will be in management,
1,000%.
Like that. But if you're like, the clock ended at 5 o'clock, I'm going home, I'm not helping out anymore.
Yeah, move.
Then guess what? That manager will be like, yep, I can't trust you.
Make the big time where you're at is just a phenomenal thing. Because I think my dad thought I'd be working on a chain gang. Kind of like old Blue Eyes.
Yeah.
In Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah.
And essentially the book was, look, if you're working on a chain gang and you're swathing through weeds, like, make that the biggest thing in the world.
Yep.
Make that the most important and biggest task and thing in the world. And where you're at that moment is the most important thing. And that'll keep taking you bigger and better places. There are some good books out there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Good self-help books. But so, Lloyd, just, I don't know, just a tip. Sometimes arrogance like that rubs people the wrong way.
Yeah.
Okay.
People don't like
fair,
that.
Fair enough. Okay, gotcha.
I would just say, as our new boss, it might be good that you, because we already know that you're better than us. You don't need to remind us.
Ooh.
Is it close, Scotty?
This might go well for your guy here, me.
Yeah, see, it's already being rigged.
Your guy here.
You can't say I'm going to rig it.
Me.
And then believe that you didn't.
I was joking. I can't rig it.
Sure you can.
You got the tape.
All you
got
to do
there.
Is alter the dock.
You got the tape back there, man. You know. Third down. What was third downs? I know this is horrible radio right now. Ooh, UCLA was only 3 of 17 on third down.
Yeah, Utah is a third down defense juggernaut. In fact, Scotty, would you like an interesting fact about Utah?
Yes.
Please guess the number one third down defensive team in the country.
That would probably be Utah.
That would be Utah.
I don't think you would ask that question and then be like, well, Utah's ranked 74th.
I don't know what you were thinking. It's actually Baylor. Utah is number one. Listen to this number. You ready for this?
Yeah.
10 conversions of 51 attempts. That is a 19% conversion rate.
Oof.
They've allowed 10 conversions on third down out of 51 attempts for 19%. You know, the one thing you don't want to do is find yourself in third down against the University of Utah.
No. But, again, we always talk about on the offensive side. It's also the same from a defensive side. It means they're doing the work on first and second down to be forcing a lot of third and longs.
1,000%. You're probably sitting yourself in an average of third and 6.5.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have the number of the average third down distance that Utah has held their opponent to. All I know is I don't want to sit in third down against that defense because they are destroying people. But excited for the Utah preview show. This is going to be... I'll just kind of give you a preview of the preview show. This is going to be an epic matchup.
Yes.
Epic. These are two of the nastiest teams in the country right now. Two of the most down and dirty, hateful, play hard, ticked off, vinegar type teams that you're going to find. And I think that is going to lead to a very great game. And plus, Oregon State is upset because of what Washington State just did to them. And Utah can't do to Oregon State what Washington State did to them offensively.
No.
They don't have the firepower. They don't have – even if Cam Rising comes back, Cam Rising isn't going to instantly be that Pac-12 quarterback that's flinging it around against USC. It's going to take some time. And Utah's run game needs to continue to – it needs to continue to come around a little bit.
Yeah. You want some results?
Yeah. How close was it?
It was a four-way tie. We each got four correct. So it goes to the tiebreaker.
Which was?
Which was?
Utah rushing yards?
Which was Utah rushing yards.
Shoot.
Which means Lloyd got the tiebreaker.
No! Nobody wants him to win.
I know.
Why didn't you fudge the numbers?
Because I'm not going to do that. Not in a good conscience. I can't do that.
All right, Lloyd, go ahead and strut if you need to strut.
Sorry.
No, I'm fine. I don't need to. I'm okay. Yeah. I'm humble, so it's fine.
Gosh, I should have fudged it.
His level.
I'm fine. Right hey, now. I'm not saying anything about it. Hey,
I should have fudged it.
Is showing his ego.
I know.
That's the problem. The way he's handling it right now is even more egotistical than if he would have played.
Oh, come on. No, it's not.
Yeah, because you're acting like you've been there
you
before.
You know what I want to do?
Oh, here we
there
go.
We go.
I knew it was coming.
Strut.
I knew it was coming.
Oh, man.
Every time you let Lloyd in on a competition. I'm
bouncing left to right.
Bite
the head back.
Upper lip.
Bouncing with just one leg right now. Tapping.
How much hair product do you have in right now? Is it the Saturday Night Fever amount?
Oh, man. That's all right.
Hey, bro. You're going to need to keep me awake during the show.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about this.
Oh, my goodness.
You did some damage.
I did some real damage. I don't want to give love to the breakfast joint.
I've been there, though. It's good.
But I'm just going to tell you that this breakfast joint, it puts out a breakfast. And I got this thing called the Pot of Gold. And I would imagine that people that have been there are like, oh, yeah, the Pot of Gold. Yeah, we know about the Pot of Gold. The Pot of Gold, Scotty. And by the way, America First Credit Union, one of our new sponsors, I just met with them. They're going to be in studio with us on Monday.
We're nice.
Talking with Dave. I actually had breakfast with three Daves. David, Dave, and Dave.
Wow.
And
it's my other brother, Dave.
Uh-huh.
My other brother, Dave.
And my other brother, Dave. And I got the Pot of Gold. So this is a bed of perfectly fried country potatoes.
All right.
Seasoned well.
So not hash browns.
Nope.
Okay.
Country fried potatoes. It's sauteed peppers, sauteed onions, sauteed mushroom.
Okay.
It's cut up chunks of chicken fried steak.
Oof.
It's and so you go the potatoes, the cut up chunks of country fried steak, the sauteed mushrooms, onions, and peppers.
Yes.
That are all cubed really small. A kind of a it's not an overwhelming amount of melted cheddar. It's just a nice sprinkled cheddar because you don't want that cheddar to saturate and then soften up the potatoes because you want a nice crispy potatoes. And then it was all covered in a
gravy.
Yeah, a sausage gravy, a spice sausage gravy.
Yes.
And it was a miracle. What's crazy is I started out with the scones, with the honey butter. And then they brought out the hotcakes. So then I did hotcakes with another big old dollop of butter.
Can I ask you a dumb question?
Yeah.
Hotcakes and pancakes are the same thing, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Because yeah. I see some people say pancakes and hotcakes. I'm like, they're the same thing, right?
I do wonder if the hotcake is a different mixture than the pancake, but essentially it's the same thing.
I would think so.
Because this was one of the best pancake/hotcakes that I'd had. It's really good. And then got into the Pot of Gold, and it was one of those breakfasts you just always remember.
Double stack of pancakes?
Double stack.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a scone.
And a scone. A full scone, which they're nice-sized scones. It was a really good breakfast.
Syrup or honey butter on the scone?
Syrup. No, a honey butter on the scone.
Yeah.
And syrup on the hotcakes.
Are you a drown them in syrup kind of guy?
I'm a drown them in syrup kind of guy.
Me too.
Yeah, I am. I like to really saturate my pancake with syrup.
Because especially you get a big fluffy pancake, it's going to absorb it all. So
yeah,
you need extra.
Yeah, and I actually took a couple of chunks of the saturated pancake and loaded it up with some of the pot of gold.
Yeah,
and ate it that way, and that was really glorious. I really did feel like a leprechaun.
Oh, man.
On a rainbow, sliding down to my favorite meal.
And nobody just touched my pot of gold.
Those kids are always after my pot of gold. I think I'm hoping that I didn't hurt my relationship with America First Credit Union. I got challenged to a bit of an arm wrestle.
Oh no. You didn't.
A bit.
Yeah.
A bit. But yeah, I could, and the guy's buff.
Yeah.
Dave is buff.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, you know, I arm wrestle all the talent. And I was like, okay.
Oh no.
Let's try it. So there might be a rematch in the studio on Monday, and I'm just gonna give everybody a heads up. I might lose.
Yeah, well, you probably should, for business sake.
Just want to give everybody a heads up.
Probably didn't lose this morning.
No.
Did you?
I did not.
Did you tell the other Dave you should be embarrassed to be with this Dave?
No, but I did tell them about the story.
One of the top three more uncomfortable moments in our show history. Now, with that being said, the man deserved it. Like, you were well within your bounds, because this guy, and I don't know how he'd been hanging out with our afternoon show and talking trash with them, right?
Correct. And went to remotes because he came to our remote.
Oh, that's right. Came to remote, yeah.
He came to our remote, challenged me twice. I said, no, I'm not going to arm wrestle you. Then he went to another remote.
Yeah.
And was like, hey, Hans is
scared.
Dodging me.
He's scared that I'm going to beat him. And so we had a big function up in our old lounge, and he was there and kept badgering you again, had his wife with him, saying,
nice listener appreciation.
Yeah, man. Listener appreciation. I did a jazz game and said, Hans, you're a coward. You don't want to arm wrestle. And so I saw there's a little thing. It's like when Sylvester Stallone turns the hat around, like he goes to a place that's not a good place. And you went to a place that wasn't a good place.
Oh, I was so ready to just go.
And sure enough, we got the table out and you demolished this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, in less than a second and a half.
Yeah.
And then and that's where, you know, if it ends there, then we're probably fine. But then you go to his wife and said, you should be embarrassed to be married to this man because he's so awful at arm wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah. I had had a, it was about 3 months of pent up aggression.
Yeah.
Because what he did with the evening remote, that upset me. Because those two guys loved to hassle me, and they were like, oh, so Hans is dodging you. Oh, yeah, Hans is dodging me. He's been dodging me.
Well, I have video of an arm wrestling match I could send out about those two guys.
Oh. When old school's young.
Someday. I've been close a couple times, but someday.
Oh, I want you to send it out so people can see that old man strength is real.
Old man strength is very real.
And sometimes
anyways. Pride comes before the fall.
Yes, it does. So just a heads up, I'm going to probably let him win on Monday.
Okay. Did you make quick work out of it, though?
Yeah. Well, I just kind of wiggled his arm like, hey.
Like a toilet bowl handle.
Yeah. You know, like when a cat takes a mouse and like, bats it up with its claws.
Have you ever lost an arm wrestling match?
Bites it head. I have not.
But you challenge, like, when you're in, like, when you're in the Bermuda, Caribbean, you challenge like army dudes.
I do. Yeah. I've arm wrestled a lot of the army personnel in the Caribbean. I've tried to find the biggest local on each island. When I get there, I'm telling people too, like, go get your best arm wrestler. So I've arm.
Has it been close before?
No.
You've never even really been challenged?
Haven't yet. No.
Jeez.
No. Have not yet.
Maybe we have a station event. Like, $1,000 to whoever can beat Hans Olsen in arm wrestling.
And then I get $1,000 for each person I beat?
No, it's like, remember that old game show, Win Ben Stein's Money?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, like,
yes, you have $1,000 for every time you beat somebody.
No. There's $1,000 there.
Jeez.
And if somebody, and if whoever beats you gets it, but if you beat, I don't know, how many people? Five people?
Five.
Because I got to imagine you're wear down after a little bit. It probably wouldn't be fair to have you do like 10.
No.
But if we did like five people, and if you beat all five, you get the grand.
I wouldn't mind it.
Hey, America First Credit Union.
Pony it up.
Pony up a grand, and we'll have ourselves a big event.
My guy Dave out there. Dave was strong though. I could see it. He got that strength. But just a Monday, I'm gonna let him win. Just
no, you're not. You're incapable of letting anybody win. Like, there's one thing I know about you. Like, if your house was burning down and a firefighter said, "I need to beat you at arm wrestling to turn the hose on and put the fire out," you'd be like, "Well, I guess my insurance policy's up because I ain't letting this dude win."
It's not going to happen, fella. Going to let it burn. Not going to lie. Whole thing's coming down.
Has Rock challenged you yet?
Yes, multiple times. Multiple times. And it is not close yet.
Potential?
Yes. Great potential. But he's not close yet.
All right. 12:25, we're live here at Tim Daly Infinity.
I'll put a match together on Instagram tonight.
With you and Rock?
Yeah.
All right. I like that.
I'll challenge him up.
See, you love the gram now.
Yeah. We'll see where he's at.
No, you're all on the gram.
Well, I've picked up a little bit of steam on the gram.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of viewers on there.
Well, you tap into that BYU faithful and you can be all right.
Yeah, they've come around a little bit.
Yeah. Hans and Scotty live here at Tim Daly Infinity. Get on down here. Say hi. We got all kinds of great stuff going on. I've got Utah tickets. You want them, come and claim them. It's really simple. All you have to do is scan the QR code, and you will be entered to win a pair of Utah football tickets. Frank Dolce is going to join us coming up at 1:05, and we'll kick off your Ute preview show. A lot to break down as we get you ready for another weekend of college football. And remember, these Infinities, we got beautiful vehicles on the lot, ready to go. And some great interest rates, too. Great financing options, great trade-in values, great used inventory. If you think you can't afford Infinity, you are wrong, my friend. There are multiple opportunities for you to get into a vehicle that you will absolutely love to drive and be proud to drive. It's a Tim Daly Infinity, 4590 South State Street, real easy to find, right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
It's game week for the Utes, and the Zone is getting you ready for kickoff. It's a huge Pac-12 showdown for Kyle Whittingham and the Utes as they hit the road to Corvallis for a battle with Oregon State. Listen all week long for the best coverage of Utah football. Then catch the Ute pregame show this Friday at 6 p.m., presented by Zions Bank, with the postgame show immediately following the game. From Monday morning to the post-game press conference, your home for the best coverage of Ute football is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Your home for the best college football in Utah is on the KSL Sports Zone. It's a huge battle for the Utes as they hit the road to take on Oregon State. Your home for the best coverage of Utah football is right here on 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone. You're listening to Hans Olsen and Scotty G, presented by Mountain Land Supply on 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Big weekend of college football coming up. But Hans, I saw the story coming across from Darren Revelle in terms of an NIL deal for Iowa State. Four players from the Iowa State team have picked up NIL deals. Tyler Moore, Tommy Hammond, Miles Purchase, and Caleb Bacon. Have you seen this?
No. Is it FanDuel or something?
No, it's the Iowa Pork Producers Association. have selected these four players for their NIL deal. And you put their names back to back. Purchase more Hammond Bacon.
There's no way that's their real names.
That is their real names.
So you've got a smaller guy. His name's Purchase.
Yep.
Looks like a tight end. His name is Moore.
Yep.
A middle linebacker or something, Hammond. Yep. H-A-M-A-N-N. And then another linebacker, Bacon.
Yep. So you have the Iowa pork producers signing up. Purchase more Hammond Bacon.
See, that's creative.
See, now those guys... Now, look, I don't even know if these guys are even playing or if they're even, you know, what kind of roles they have on their team. But I don't know. The names themselves, it's got to be worth a little bit of money.
It would be nice just to have the right names to have something like that happen. Purchase more Hammond Bacon. I know you do some of those reads.
Oh, yeah. The pork producers.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Seems like they're in pretty much... every booth.
Yeah, we had to clarify some things though, because sometimes I have my guy Kevin read those pork producer liners.
Yeah,
and sometimes he kind of, the way he pronounced the website didn't quite sound right.
Nope.
So we had to. In fact, you were the one that alerted me to that.
Yeah, yeah. It's just easier to say it all together instead of spell out each
dot org instead of O R G.
Yep.
Yeah.
Makes it a lot better. Makes it a lot better.
All right. We got the Utah preview show coming up at 1 o'clock, so we'll do nothing but talk Utah football. Frank Dolce will hang out with us. But let's focus in on BYU as the...
Frank Dolce is standing here trying to distract Scotty and I, so...
We're laser focused.
We are undisturbable.
Now, we're pretty disturbed.
Yeah, but, that's true. Yeah.
But with BYU, big one as they welcome in Cincinnati. And you've been ringing the bell on this pretty good in terms of do not take the Cincinnati team lightly coming in at 2-2.
So what worries me a little bit is if you're going to get Cincinnati, I think you're going to get them at the beginning of the season. But now they've got four games under their belt. The reason I say that, Scotty, so Scott Satterfield was hired as their new head coach this year. From Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
He brought in his own defensive coordinator and his own offensive coordinator. Brian Brown is his D coordinator. Brad Glenn is his offensive coordinator. Both of these guys have a tremendous past. What they've done to this point. Some of the offensive records that Brad Glenn has posted. Some of the defensive things that Brian Brown has done. In fact, Louisville's defense last season, it had sack records. It had, I think it was top four in TFLs. So he's put together a great coaching staff. They've brought in some really good transfer talent. And the reason I say you want to get them as early as you can is because I think that this is a really good staff, and I think they've got some really good potential, some good personnel. And I think they're starting to meld together a little bit. You know, they lost to Oklahoma 20-6, but I just watched that Oklahoma game this morning. And Cincinnati did a lot of good things defensively. They made it.
And Oklahoma's pretty good offense. They can get after you.
They are really good. And they made it really tough for Oklahoma. Cincinnati scored first. They got on the board first with a field goal. They only ended up putting 6 points on the board. That's because Oklahoma's defense was getting really aggressive, really aggressive. But, man, Cincinnati's got so many good pieces offensively. I'll start with Emory Jones. Emory Jones is a journeyman. Started out of Florida. You probably know the name Emory Jones because we just saw him at Arizona State.
Yeah.
He left Arizona State. He's come out to Cincinnati, and he's gotten a really good jump to the season. Right now, he is number 33 in passing yards. So he is dialing it up. Let's see. He is at 246 yards a game. He is a six-year vet. He's adding 45 yards on the ground per game. So he's doing a lot of good things. Corey Kiner, their running back, he's averaging 82 yards a game. Right now, he's the 36th best average running back in the country. So he's doing some good things on the ground. Xavier Henderson, the receiver, he's got 340 yards through four games. He's doing some really good things. So their offense is good. And then on the defensive side of the ball, you know some of their defensive personnel.
Oh, yeah. Daniel Grigiak, who was a really good, especially later in the season, really turned it on for Utah State. He's got 10 quarterback pressures already. What, a couple sacks?
Two sacks.
He's a guy that just, he's, especially when it's third and seven, and you're like, go get the quarterback.
Yeah.
He's that guy.
Yeah.
You know, you can get him in, you know, he's not great against the run. He can get bullied a little bit at the line of scrimmage.
Yep, and I've seen that. Oklahoma got him a couple times.
But if it's a passing situation and you need a guy to get around the edge and get after your quarterback, he's your guy.
So he's already got a couple sacks. He had 8.5 sacks for Utah State last year.
Yep.
Which I knew he had some sacks and some good pressures. I didn't realize it was 8.5.
Yeah, and a lot of those came in the second half of the season, too, when he really started to turn it on a bit.
So he's been around, and he's a sixth-year senior, played at Nevada, then came to Utah State. Now he's out at Cincinnati, and they play him in a similar role as Utah State, but he does a little bit more disconnected from the line with this Cincinnati defense than he did with Utah State. So they'll disconnect him, and they'll actually put him in some coverage roles and probably a little bit more than Utah
State. How's he handling that?
It's okay.
Yeah? Because I never saw him in that role at Utah State.
Just medium. They call his position the dog edge or the dog light linebacker. And so he's got a variety of roles. He can cover from number to outside pretty well, but you know, I don't think he's ever got man responsibilities. He just has some different zone flat responsibilities in coverage. But they've got this guy that his name is actually Don Corleone.
Yeah.
His name is Don Corleone.
I got Frank Dolce's attention.
He's a 6'2", 320-pound defensive tackle.
From Sicily.
He's already got a couple of sacks. He's already got a couple of TFLs. And he is your classic nose tackle, and he is dominating teams.
He's a big dude.
6'2", 320.
That's a lot of pasta right there.
So he's a very wide body. His full name is Dante Corleone, but I'm sure that they were meaning to go with the Don Corleone.
Yeah.
And they do call him the Godfather.
I would imagine, yeah. And
the Godfather of the middle.
Yeah.
So we'll be paying close attention to him. Their tackle leader is
treating quarterbacks like Sonny at a toll booth.
I'm forgetting the toll booth. What happened?
Sonny got destroyed.
It was a bad toll booth day.
It was a bad day for Sonny at the toll booth.
It was a bad toll booth day. Their tackle leader is their linebacker, Dorian Jones, and he's doing really well. So, yeah. You would have liked to have got this team game 1 through 4. Game 5, I think they're starting to come together. And this is going to be one of the better games that you're going to have in LaBelle Edwards Stadium this year.
Because, you know, they got a weird loss to Miami of Ohio that is, is a bit of a head-scratcher. But if they've got some of that stuff behind them and they've ironed out a lot of the issues, then, yeah, you've got a talented team that can create some problems for you for sure.
And they have lost their last two.
But I haven't seen the line. Is BYU favored in this game? I would imagine so. Probably 3-4. But either way, you're looking at a BYU team that this is still a game that you probably should win and you need to win if you're going to be a competitive team in the Big 12. Like, if this is your world now, this is a game that you're supposed to win.
Well, I think with this game, Cincinnati's a 2-point favorite.
No kidding. Yeah. Wow. BYU's a home dog in this one.
Cincinnati is a 2-point favorite right now.
Interesting.
Okay, so right now BYU's got 3 wins. They got to find 3 more to get bowl eligible. And just past Cincinnati, at TCU, tough. Can't count on it.
Correct.
Texas Tech at home. Looking better, but
can't
count on it.
Yeah.
At Texas, can't count on it.
Nope.
At West Virginia, starting to feel like you can't count on it as much.
No. The first part of the season, I would have said that was a solid W, but now maybe not so much.
So you got Iowa State, should be able to count on that. Oklahoma at home, can't count on it. And at Oklahoma State, you might be able to count on that. So there's two games there that you might be able to count on that'll give you five. Somewhere you got to find that sixth win.
Yeah, they'll get there.
Well, I think that this Cincinnati game is going to be an indicator if they will, yeah, or if they won't.
It's a great, it's a barometer game for sure.
Yeah,
like you'll get a sense of how BYU handles themselves in the Big 12 based on this game.
Yeah. And I do want to mention that Coach Satterfield was one of the coaches that sat down at Big 12 Media Day and said to me, we have no excuses. None. Anybody that's making excuses about not being ready for the Big 12 should have their hand slapped, because we all knew for the last 2 years. Cincinnati knew. Once I was hired, I knew, because he was hired in,
I'm not sure.
December of 21, I think.
This is his second year?
This is his first year. So December 22.
This, okay, yeah.
And essentially he said, Cincinnati knew. Once I was hired, I was given every resource to build my staff, to get us ready. He's like, so nobody should be caught off guard. So he felt like they were ready for the Big 12.
All right, 12:45, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the EKSL Sports Zone, what you may have missed coming up next. We have key phrases that we have to work into our broadcasts. We will review those coming up next, kind of give you a performance on how we did, and give the words for next week, for this upcoming weekend.
I kind of like it. I'm having fun with it, trying to figure out how to incorporate them.
I heard yours live. I was impressed.
Okay.
I texted you because I was like, all right, well done. Although, I don't know, Lloyd. Well, I don't know. We'll get a judgment from Lloyd on this coming up next. Hans and Scotty, we're live here at Tim Daly Infinity. Frank Dolce will join us coming up at 1 o'clock. It's all right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
When it comes to high school football, KSL has you covered. Don't miss the Game Night Live Game of the Week.
The Lone Peak Knights battle the Sky Ridge Falcons on Friday, September 29th. Stream the game online starting at 7 on the KSL Sports app and listen to the KSL Sports Red Zone on Friday nights at 7 on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
It's Game Night Live, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Home for the best college football in Utah is on the KSL Sports Zone. The Cougars return home for a key Big 12 showdown against Cincinnati. Your home for the best coverage of Cougar football is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. You're listening to Hans Olsen and Scotty G, presented by Mountain Land Supply on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hanson Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, live here at Tim Daly Infinity. All right, so Hans and I have this little competition going on right now where essentially we give each other a phrase or a couple of keywords to use in our broadcast. So I do the Utah State games, Hans, color analyst on the BYU games. Last week, here were the challenges. You had me work in the line from Christmas Vacation. That's the gift that keeps giving all year round.
Yeah.
I told you to work in deviled eggs. Should we start with you?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Here's Hans. Right before kickoff, I might add.
Leading up, actually, he's actually headed for the kick.
Like, yeah, this is right at the crescendo of the
kick.
Of the kickoff.
Hands, here we go. Big 12 era is kicking off right here, right now.
Well, I feel like we had the cheese and crackers with Sam Houston State. We had the cheese ball with Southern Utah. And then you get the deviled eggs with Arkansas. It's time for the full turkey meal right now. It's Big 12 play, and it kicks off. It's Kansas. It's BYU. My palms are sweaty. I've got chills running up and down my spines. The only thing better than calling this would be having pads on to be down on the field right now, Greg. But let's go.
Yeah, I like it.
I was pumped.
I like it.
I was really excited for that game. And my palms were Sweaty.
What was Greg's look at you as you were going through these different food groups?
Does Greg know about this?
Like,
no, he doesn't. No, and I don't. Nobody tell him either.
Yeah. And by the way, don't be that guy on Twitter like, hey, Greg, you hear what these guys are doing?
No, just let it be between us. Yeah, let us have some fun.
All right. So I actually flubbed up mine. I don't know if Lloyd cut it out a little bit. I was all flustered on mine a little bit, but I got through it. Here is the gift that keeps on giving.
McKay Hillstead, folks, he's the gift that'll keep on giving all year long, folks. 38 all, 11:01 left to go in the game.
You didn't mess it up. That's
I good. Did. I think Lloyd clipped it up a little bit.
Yes.
I just a skosh, but it worked.
I hope he is the gift that keeps giving all year round.
Well, I'm going to get Frank's thoughts on him here in a bit because that kid, you know, granted there was a big snafu down the stretch, but other than that kid played really, really well.
Frank Dolce, we'll get his thoughts on McKay kind of back into the Utah preview show, but I thought it was good. Lloyd, what did you think, man? Did we grade out okay?
I will sign off on both of these, but we're going to start getting a little stricter. You're going to have to get cleaner with these things.
Okay.
What do you mean? What do you mean, like, cleaner?
Like I said, you messed it up a little bit. I cleaned it up.
Okay.
I need you to get through it. You're professional. Start acting like
it.
So
you're saying that specifically to me is what you're saying.
I'm sure I'm included.
And you got to go through 10 food groups just to get to the dang deviled eggs.
Okay. Here's my other thought, too. Does it need to be in the course of the game? Because I put in the post game of last week.
Okay.
And you put yours in the pregame.
I've got some thoughts on this. I think we need to get this in the game, inside the game. Not the pregame, not the halftime. It's got to be part of the call.
I'm fine either way because I broke it too. Because, like, in the pregame,
yeah, I got you.
I worked mine in the post game of the first game. So, first game we did this. So, you know. I was going to go to the judge and see if that was okay.
Okay, so we just got to put it in game.
So it has to be in game.
Okay. All
right. So I'm signing off on the pass once. Now we know. There's some clarification. Let's get it inside the game, inside the play-by-play.
All right,
what do you got for me this week?
I'm going to go rubber ducky.
That's a tough one. That's a really tough one. That's a really tough one.
I think you can make it work.
You'll make this work.
I got one for you. Tawanda.
Tawanda? Wait a minute. I got to throw a flag on that one.
What? Why?
Tawanda. Well, how am I going to?
Tawanda.
That's a name.
I get it, but it's a classic movie line. Tawanda.
No.
Wait, are you declining?
What?
You can't decline.
Tawanda.
Yeah. Just in a big moment and be like, Tawanda.
Is it Tawanda forever? No, that's Wakanda.
That's Julie Newmyer.
Tawanda forever. Tawanda forever. No, it's Tawanda. It's, you know, it's doing something big and bold in the name of Wanda.
I don't know, man. Lloyd, are you okay with this? I need your backup on this one.
I think you can work this in, can't we, Tawanda?
Just a big touchdown.
Come on.
Tawanda!
Well,
McKay Hillstead with the bullet!
What's the reference to?
It's Fried Green Tomatoes.
Did you know this, Frank?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, but...
I think it has to be, like...
Well, I
would love to see you work it in there.
All right, well, challenge accepted.
You got it?
Sure.
Lloyd, what do you think? You greenlighting this?
Let's do this. Yes, I'm greenlighting it.
If someone, you could do it.
Oh, I mean, we'll make it work.
I'm pretty sure Fried Green Tomatoes is well known.
If someone makes a really good play.
It is a great Jessica Tandy movie.
Okay.
Frank, you shut up.
Yeah, Frank. What are you?
Lloyd will not have any slander towards Fried Green Tomatoes, apparently.
Wow.
Have you not seen Driving Miss Daisy?
No, that's a good one, too.
That's a hill that Lloyd's willing to die on.
Lloyd's going down on that one.
Apparently, batteries not included.
Well,
let's keep going.
Apparently, Jessica Tandy is to Lloyd as Murder, She Wrote is to you. Whatever her name is. I forgot her name.
Wow. Did you just say whatever her name is?
I forgot her name. I'm sorry. No, Hans.
I'm ashamed of all of you.
You forgot her name, too.
Angela Lansbury.
Oh, Angela Lansbury. There we go.
Nobody forgets that name.
I just did.
It's only the most beautiful voice I ever heard.
Hey, Frank, have you heard the ode to Angela Lansbury?
No, don't. Nope. Let's go.
Throw your headset on.
No, what? Don't throw headsets on. We got Utah preview.
I know. As we go to break.
What's a good lead in? No, nobody wants to hear the ode to I don't even remember what happened. I don't think I read a poem to Lansbury.
I think you did.
I believe you did, actually. Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
No, there was some fudging on that whole thing. I can't remember exactly what it was.
There's no fudging.
No, there was fudging. I think Johnny Lightfoot, I think he took some sound I did from something, and somehow he musified it.
Musified it?
And made it sound like an ode to Angela Lansbury.
All right. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Lloyd, do you have that, by the way? Are you still looking? Well, we're live here at Tim Daly. Come on. I think Frank needs to hear this.
Definitely. Frank, yes or no? You don't want to? You'd rather talk Utes? Frank would rather talk.
No, we're going to break, and then we'll talk to you. It's coming up next.
All right.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, live here at Tim Daly Infinity. Come on by. Check out these vehicles. Price to move, great interest rates, great incentives, and beautiful rides, too. You drive away one of these, your kids are going to respect you. Your wife will think you're much more attractive. You're more likely to stay married. Your kids will stay in school. They'll be off drugs, all because you own an Infiniti. That's the kind of power that these vehicles have.
They are nice.
You come by and you check them out, and you'll be good to go. Tim Daly Infinity, 0% financing on some of these models, and the forever warranty included as well. It's all right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Angela Lansbury. Bed knobs and broomsticks. It wasn't raining yet, but it was definitely a little misty on that warm November night, and my heart was pounding, my inner voice resounding, begging me to turn away, but I just had to see your face to feel alive, and then you casually walked in the room, and I was twisted in the web of my desire for you, and I was twisted, my apprehension blew away. I only wanted you to taste my sadness as you kissed me in the dark. I am thinking of you in my sleepless solitude tonight. If it was wrong to love you, then my heart just won't let me be right. 'Cause I've drowned in you, and I won't pull through without you by my side. I'd give my all to have you, just one more night with you. I'd risk my life to feel you next to me, 'cause I can't go on living in this memory of our song. I'd give my all for your love tonight.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.